Okay, there we go, guys. Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday, the 22nd of November. And the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So this is where we do a lot of our market fundamentals. We look at risk sentiment, and then we'll have a look at those technical charts to see where the best opportunities may lie. Now, it's been a bit of a choppy week so far. We go in to explain in a little bit more detail. But we've got very little moving markets from a news-driven perspective. It's generally more macro. It's generally more about conflict in Ukraine and escalation with Russia. That had a bit of an impact during the week. And also the NVIDIA corporate earnings story was, a talking point during the week as well, and what that means for this AI narrative. So we have this macro outlook, which is just ticking away, not really making that much progress that quickly. And we certainly have, we favor a stronger dollar. There's still very, very little reason to even begin to look away from the dollar for now. So let's go into it. We'll explain it in a little bit more detail. So take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. That's what this session actually helps with, is your ability to determine, right, well, which markets should we be looking at today. Then we need to obviously make some decisions around our trade strategy in terms of where do we enter and where do we exit? How do we manage risk? So how aggressive are we with markets? Perhaps at the moment, how conservative are we? Are important decisions to make. Not all trades are the same. The characteristics of each trade are very, very different, as you know. And how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome? Well, we've not had much chance to manage the trades we've been in this week because of the choppy nature of these markets. But what we endeavor to do is to try and mitigate risk and begin to book in profit as price moves in your favor. We just have a particularly kind of choppy dynamic as things currently stand, and trade psychology. So when you get this choppy market dynamic around consolidation, around support and resistance levels, the psychology of that market is very indecisive. So there's very little, the commitment of others is very weak. It's not substantial. So then you get this sort of grinding nature, which is psychologically a little bit on the frustrating side, but we're certainly what we perceive to be in some of the right markets for the right reasons. And that's really sometimes the best you can do. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, as you know, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, willing to be patient as required. So those things are obviously crucially important to being able to have some sort of longevity in this environment. So let's now start with a review of potential market moving news. Good morning, everyone. Welcome indeed. So we bring up Forex Factory. And let's scroll down. So we've had a couple of areas of higher inflation across different G7 economies. So we could start with the Canadian economy, just slightly elevated above expectations. We take it through to the UK economy, slightly elevated, more so on the services side, but a big sort of turnaround on the headline from 1.7 to 2.3, not insignificant. Yesterday we had unemployment claim numbers coming in below expectations. So, the concern that the Fed cut 50 basis points on the 18th of September of this year because they wanted to get ahead of the unemployment situation doesn't seem to materialize at all. So that's an interesting dynamic. And now, as far as today's concerned, we've got a series of retail sales in the UK has come in really quite weak. Previously, positive 0.1, which disappointed, and now we've got minus 0.7. So on the retail sales side of things for the UK economy, it's really getting worse. And now we've got a series of manufacturing and services PMI numbers with Christine Lagarde thrown in there as well, across Europe, UK, and for the US. And we've got core retail sales for the Canadian economy in there as well. And regarding the Swiss franc, if you're trading the Swiss franc, be mindful you'll have the SMB chairman due to speak as well. We'll just see. Okay, due to deliver a speech titled Managing Inflation in a Small Open Economy with a Safe Currency. Managing inflation, so the impact of external inflation and what that can do to the Swiss economy. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be quite interesting. It'll be the fact that it's open economy is very important, because you are then exposed to external factors. So that's a little review of the day. A lot of quite important individual data points, and we're really going to get a picture in terms of how bad the manufacturing and the services industries in all these jurisdictions are. They getting better? Are they getting worse? And that will kind of feed into the productivity of a company and what impact central bank rate cuts could have on that. It could be quite stimulative if the economy is really performing badly on the manufacturing and services side. You can see in terms of these numbers here in the middle column, 50 and above represents expansion, below 50 represents contraction. And what you'll find is heavily weighted, the manufacturing industries in these countries are finding it difficult, including the US. But the services industries are kind of still growing and expanding. Okay, so that's just a little review of the day's news. Just want to draw your attention to these bond yields. This is why our bias is really still in favor of the dollar, and why that trade hasn't really gone away. And it's one of the many reasons are the elevated bond yield narrative. And another little observation. So we're flatlining in the 10-year just up at these highs. It looks like we're pretty close to making new highs in the 2-year. So we have this bull steepening dynamic, and the 2-year is getting very, very close to the 10-year. So you have the 10-year sitting at 4.42, and you have the 2-year at 4.35. So there's obviously 7 basis points differential, and that's narrowing the whole time. It was, you know, a few days ago, 15 to 10. We've kind of been sitting at that level. Now it's narrowing. So we may be entering this inverted bond yield dynamic. So, and all of this has been triggered by the Fed and their desire to cut rates on the 18th of September. So we would have expected bond yields to absorb that by moving sideways, maybe a little bit higher, maybe a little bit lower, but down at these lower levels. Instead, we've seen this outsized rally, and that's what makes this market dynamic quite difficult, because the bond yields are telling us there's significant risks in the pipeline, whereas the equity markets are telling us there's nothing wrong whatsoever. So we're talking about this dynamic, which is quite interesting. You can see bond yields rallying, but you can also see the S&P 500 at all-time highs as well. Normally you have an inverted relationship or an inverse relationship between the equity markets and the bond yields. So equities up, bonds down, bond yields down, should I say, and vice versa. Bond yields up, you can have a negative impact on equities. That normal dynamic over the last two and a half months has been completely detached. So we've got a trade, obviously, with that in mind. And what we've seen is a bit of a grinding response. It's quite volatile, so it's swinging around the place quite a lot. But we do end up making new highs on a day-to-day basis and broadly sticking to those highs. But it's certainly not convincing by any stretch of the imagination. And there's certainly significant pockets of weakness. So we're seeing this surprising rally actually in the Dow Jones, more so than elsewhere. Further upside probably expected. Other indices are a little bit more difficult and not really inspiring in any way. A lot of sort of choppy up and down. So the US is really where our focus should probably remain. Moving on to the dollar. So we're going to have a bullish bias on the indices, but will we trigger a trade now on a Friday going into the last trading session of the week, or the last two, should I say, the European and the US? It's doubtful. So our bias is to the downside for the dollar as a result of market fundamentals. So that hasn't changed even over the course of the week, where we were sort of in a bit of a sideways pattern. It's been about trying to time the entries and then be quite patient within the trade. And that's a good example for the euro dollar. So let's see how that performs over the course of the morning. Our approach to risk is certainly more conservative at the moment. We're having a bit of an exposure to this dollar strength trade. There's still plenty more in it. We're still making new lows in the euro dollar. And if we get any pullback opportunities, there are any opportunities to sell the euro dollar and the pound dollar. So we can stick with that for now. A little bit of indecision all week in the dollar yen. Again, broad indecision. We were having a bit of a bounce off the lows, but if we zoom out a little bit, we could get a little bit of a pullback. So it does largely remain to be seen what the dynamic is for the dollar. So yesterday we had a bit of choppy price action. We rallied on Wednesday, pulled back considerably, extended lower yesterday, and then pulled back and now rallied this morning in the over the course of the Asia session, and now pulling back. So really a big question mark over the price action of some of these markets. Aussie dollar, pretty much same boat. Our bias is very much to the downside. We are actually getting that move, ironically, in the New Zealand dollar. And if I just take this low in here. So this would represent yet another breakout to the downside. Okay, so the yen is an interesting one. So yesterday had a significant amount of yen strength. Even in the dollar, we had the yen strengthening. Now, that was over the Asia session, and we made a little bit of progress to the downside in the euro yen and the pound yen. But if you look at the daily and you just kind of zoom out a little bit, there is a bit of a bias to the downside now, but we are trading. This is on a daily time frame as well. We're literally trading at the major moving averages. So you kind of generally want to see prices close below these levels, in which case there's probably a great opportunity to start buying the yen against the euro and the pound. So we like the trade. It just might be a little bit of a pause perhaps. Okay, so crude oil rallying. And what's happened in this market is it's quite technical. We seem to be in a range from $66 up to $72, and we're on our way back up to $72. So it's going to be interesting to see. We'll have the 100 period moving average come back to it. And so there's a small upside trade, but it's not, and now we're above the 50 period moving average, but it's through the eye of a needle type dynamic. So yes, we would probably expect this market to continue to make further upside moves to 70.37. Let's take note of that. 70.37 for oil. Oops. And then gold has been a really strong move off those lows. We've been able to take advantage of that in the early part of the week. But we've seen, despite all the the indecision across most markets. We've seen a pretty significant response in gold and a really strong rally there. So overnight, most of the move has already played out. So above the 26.73, we'd expect, you know, continuation. We're now above, it's similar to crude oil, a bit of positivity for the commodities as things currently stand. We'll see how that fits in to this narrative very, very shortly. And just a broad positivity as to whether there is a viable trade there, not so sure. So so let's amend this trade plan then, guys, and we'll post it into the chat box. And of course, we'll let you go prior to the European trading session. If you can join us for that, that would be great. So market summary. Right. So let's just say it's a tentative or a mild risk on market dynamic. That's the broad view. The reason why it's kind of a mild or meandering is we actually have a strong dollar in there as well. So we've got the flight to safety trade along with grinding upward prices in the equity markets and the indices. So unfortunately, it's a day for broad strokes. We want to try and keep the options open. So still, we were interested yesterday morning to see if we'd get a bit of a bit of weakness in the indices, and that didn't prevail, and we started to make new highs. So we had a very strange response in NVIDIA as well. So the early part yesterday morning, it was looking disastrous for NVIDIA off the back of corporate earnings on Wednesday night. And then we saw a pretty sharp reversal over the next few hours, and then the price actually gapped higher. So yeah, a bit of a strong, and as a result, that's dragging the indices with it. So because of that, we probably have a marginal upside view of the US indices specifically. Still sticking with that dollar strength trade. We've rallied quite nicely off the 26.56 in gold. That's back down at these lower levels. So a good rally. Well, let's just say a meandering rally yesterday, but then today we've just over the Asia session, we've rallied pretty aggressively now. Okay, so crude oil, we would like to have a look at, and we're in that position now around the 70.37. So just going to put that level in there. And that's an opportunity we could look at very, very shortly. So crude oil, buy. We're just looking for a buying opportunity above that 70.37, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check. Yeah, 70.37. Okay, so elsewhere, we really want to keep options open. That can be our focus. It's kind of a mild meandering risk on dynamic, but there is that strong dollar in there as well, which just kind of turns things upside down just a little bit. So we're not going to move away from that dollar strength trade unless we have reason to do that, of course. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. So look, I've just posted a trade plan into the chat box for you. It's got a looking at indices to continue to move higher with a stronger dollar, and crude oil looking to buy above the 70.37. Okay, so just regarding sort of the narrative behind these markets, like I said, they're a little bit more macro than they are micro. We have plenty more room in the AI rally, which I think is fundamentally the reason for the risk on. Now, we also, on the right-hand side, looking at a stronger dollar, and we probably expect that to continue as well. So it's a mixed bag, really. Concerns with the conflict in Ukraine and escalation with Russia is kind of a risk-off market dynamic, of course. So could that have another impact? Bond yields are rallying. We still see that stronger dollar. But then we have to flip back over here when we're looking at commodities, and they're beginning to rally as well. So we've got a strong dollar. We've got a small rally in commodity markets. We've got equities grinding higher. So this just makes this whole dynamic really quite mixed, really, in many ways. So on that note, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. As always, we'll switch rooms now to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. So if you can join us for that, we'd like to see you there, of course. We'll see what opportunities we can take advantage of. And we'll see you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, just go to our website, www.thelivetraderoom.com, and do feel free to connect with us through our website if you need. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much as always. And we'll see you obviously on Monday. So enjoy your weekend and we'll see you then. Great stuff, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.